Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. Thanks for being part of my day, for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. You're going to be glad you did, and you can take that from not only from me, but from the people who are still hanging on with us, who've been listening to us already today. They're really smart people in the world, the ones who came and stayed. We appreciate that very much. And I'm excited about having Ruth King back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. She's come before on the show. She's been here, and she's back. And so that's a sign of high intelligence, we think, too. Ruth King, as you know, folks, has been an entrepreneur for a long time. She's been done a number of different things in her life, and she's now, as you know, you heard me say before, she produces small business programming and makes it available to you, video programming on the Internet. And so we're going to get her to tell us about that. She's got some new things going on in that area. She also is the author of The Ugly Truth About Small Business, and she's got a brand new book out, which she's going to tell us about in just a few minutes. Ruth, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
Good to have you back. It's always a pleasure to have you back. I want to talk about the book, but before we do, I want you to tell us about some of the new branding stuff you got going on with your television program.
Oh, iBusiness Channel actually relaunched the first part of this week, and we've got some phenomenal new programs. And we're going to take my book, actually, and The Ugly Truth About Business overall, and create a program out of that starting next Monday. And okay, we're going to talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, and what people have gone through in business. And we're trying to make people what I call the third type of business person, so that you learn from the mistakes of others and save.
You know,
your
I could give you a year's programming on how not to do things.
Come on, you're not exactly far away.
Based on the things that I've done in my life, the mistakes I've made, I could give you a year's programming on that.
Yeah,
that's what I tell my audience. You know, when I talk to them about things to do and not to do, you know, some of this stuff I'm still making payments on it. You know,
some of the mistakes I've made,
I'm still making payments on them. But now when people go to the website that we gave the last time,
right, it just forwards to the new website.
It just goes right over. All right. So the new one though is
iBusinessChannel.com.
iBusinessChannel.com, and they'll find, is it a new website, new look?
New absolutely everything. When we basically shut down in October of 2006, we had a Make It Better program, and we wanted to make it better for everybody, all of our subscribers, all of our viewers, so that they got better content and they got better look. The technology now is so much better than it was 9 months ago. There's so much more in terms of content and the ability to put more money in your pocket and grow your businesses.
Right. So check it out, folks, and use it to your advantage. And you got some other new stuff. You got a new book out.
Yeah, the new book debuts today. It's The Ugly Truth About Managing People. I found when I was writing The Ugly Truth About Small Business, about two-thirds of the problems were actually people problems.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
you know the problem with humanity, Ruth. You've heard me say that the problem with humanity is the humans.
Yeah, exactly. I can't tell you how many people have told me that if I could run this business with robots, that would be great,
exactly,
rather than having to have people.
Yeah, no kidding. And well, you're exactly right. And of course, it's not just. Do you think 20th century management of people is different from 21st century? I mean, 21st is different from 20th century.
Absolutely.
What's the difference?
The difference is if we look at 20th century management, we had a lot of different ethics back then in terms of people live to be on their jobs. In this day and age, what was it, the Generation Y and the Generation Z folks, the kids, you know, look at the job as a job. They don't give their entire lives to it like a lot of the older folks did. You know, my parents, too. I mean, they live to work.
Right.
And now we're not living to work. We're living to live.
Right.
And work is a part of life, but it's not our total life anymore, and that's a huge difference.
Well, that's exactly right, and no, I think you're right. I think I think the younger generation, the Gen Xers and the Gen Ys, there's no question that they come to the marketplace with a different perspective on things than I did when I was, you know, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I already knew how to work.
Right.
By the time I got to my first job. And I'll tell you what else. I was really, really glad to have that job.
Mm-hmm.
And I was motivated.
We were taught differently. Yeah, we were taught very differently. We grew up in a very different environment too. We didn't have TV. I didn't have TV until I was probably 8 or 9. Did you?
Well, probably about that time. Yeah, yeah. And I know we sound like a couple of old fossils here, folks, but we're going to talk about Bruce got some ideas on how the fossils can manage the young groups, and we can all work together. And we're going to do that right after these messages. It's 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Ruth King is our guest. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend, Ruth King, the author of The Ugly Truth About Small Business, and her brand new book, which we're launching on this show right now, The Ugly Truth About Managing People. Did I say it right?
You said it absolutely right.
The Ugly
absolutely
Truth About right. Managing People. And, okay, now, the reality is that you and I, and I don't. You're a lot younger than me, Ruth. But when I was coming up in the market, when I was coming up in the marketplace, you know, the people I worked for, it was pretty much their way or the highway.
That's right, and that has changed dramatically.
And that's right. And what all I was going to say is it's not like that anymore. And so the reality is that we have lots of different kinds of folks in the marketplace. You know, you and I are probably I'm managing people from 4 different generations in my company.
You've got one more on me.
Yeah, four different generations, counting me. I mean, I have to manage myself. I have to bring my own perspectives, my own baggage. You know, I'm hauling more baggage than the other guys, the younger people are. And so I'm bringing I've got all 4 of those dynamics in our company, and I'm managing vendors who are older than me and younger than me, and mm-hmm. and so it's a lot. There are a lot more generational dynamics going on today, I think, than ever before.
Right. And the fact that we joked before the break about us being, you know, old-timers and things like that, but the reality is that since we grew up differently, we have to learn to communicate differently. And when we have to deal with all the different generations, we have to make sure that everybody understands what we need, what the direction of the company is, what their specific role and objectives are, and write it all down and make them sign it.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, there's no question, okay, we said that X was going to happen. Your job was X, Y, and Z. You're responsible for A, B, and C.
Does that work with the younger generation?
Absolutely.
All right, so let's go over that a little more slowly.
All right. There's 3 things with management: accountability, responsibility, and authority. Okay, so if you're going to manage anybody, you have to tell them very specifically what they're responsible for. You're responsible for A, for B, for C, and you write it down. And they sign it, and you sign it.
And all right. And there's nothing on there that says because I said so.
That's correct. Well, you know,
I found out that doesn't work, and you know, it doesn't work with my wife either. I don't know what the deal is with that, but I tried it, but it doesn't work.
I've met your wife; she's very nice.
I know, but she doesn't go along with because I said so. So that doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. But reality says that once there is total agreement with what the goals and the objectives are, and everybody knows what their job responsibilities are, and everybody knows how they're going to be evaluated, and they know what the consequences are for not achieving what they said that they were going to do, there should be no surprises. And, you know, if things aren't working out, then guess what? There should be no surprises that they're gone.
So if things don't work out, or if things are sliding a little little bit. What do? You whip the paper out and put it in front of them and said, yes. is there anything about this that we've forgotten, or is there anything we don't understand, or have the rules changed or whatever?
Yeah, it's exactly what you do.
Yeah.
And then you might get somebody saying, well, da-da-da-da-da, and that's an excuse. Or there might be some really legitimate reason why it didn't happen. You might have lost your major customer, or you might have actually bought another business and they've been involved in doing that rather than necessarily working on the things that they said that they would do on that piece of paper because you've told them something else. And if
right.
you tell them something else, that also has to be in writing.
You know, there are some things that I know that the younger generations are frustrating. We're frustrating each other, actually, the mm-hmm. different generations. I get that, and I'm all for doing the things that need to be done, in to communicate, to manage people, in a way that makes more sense to them. I don't have a problem with any of that. It takes a little extra energy, a little extra forethought. I'm okay with that. But there are some things I think that I think managers have a right to expect from everyone, regardless. And there's no excuse for this. There's no quarter on this. And there are two of them. Number one is you have to be prepared to work. If you're not gonna work, there's no excuse for that. There's no generational excuse for not working, not doing your work, and making it happen. Number two is a bad attitude. There is no excuse for an attitude. I just can't stand it.
No, and that's very, very true and very, very real, simply because you have a contract with them. They come and they promise to give you, 8 hours work for 8 hours pay, and you promise to pay them. And you define what that 8 hours work is. And what I've often said is that you hire ethics, you hire morals, you hire the things that people have grown up with. And if somebody has a bad attitude, as you said, they don't belong there because one bad apple, and I hate to use a cliche, but one bad apple really can hurt your entire organization.
Well, I don't think people should use, their generation as an excuse to not do those fundamentals and not to get the work done, not to be responsible, not to try to be to take initiative, or to have to have some kind of a condescending attitude. I just won't stand that.
No, I agree.
And
they don't last long in my organization either.
Well, and that's one thing I think that should be a little bit of a reality check for some of the younger folks is one of the things I want to talk about when we come back are some of the really cool things that the younger generations bring to the marketplace that I've taken advantage of and other people have too. Stand by. Ruth King will be back with us in just a few minutes. Her book, which we're launching today, The Ugly Truth About Managing People. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with me today. Ruth King is with us. She's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Give us the new website again, Ruth.
www.ibusinesschannel.com.
iBusinessChannel.com. Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. It's brand spanking new. Lots of new technology. The new technology is sitting there waiting on them, isn't it?
Yes, it really and truly is.
Ready to go.
Yeah, but the technology is not the point. The content's the point more than the technology. And the technology just makes the content easy. And the information we have will really help you put more money in your pocket. And let's face it, the things that we need to do are really dependent upon how much cash and profit we make so that we can
give back
and so that we can do the things that our employees help them reach their goals and give us the time to do what we want to do, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the new book is called The Ugly Truth About Managing People. You know, one of the things I wanted to say quickly, and I'll let you say some other things that you've got on your mind about and that you have in your book. One of the things that I've enjoyed about having different generations in my company is in today's world, with all the technology that we use and that our customers use and the way that people reach us and the way we want them to reach us, you've got to have different generational perspectives for the different technologies that are available. And so as we develop all the different tiers of channels to get our stuff out there, Ruth, you know, I go to our different generations and I say, what do you think about this? From your perspective, how do your friends use this kind of thing? What about this term? Is this a word that your generation is familiar with? And it's been very helpful for us.
Absolutely. My daughter's 18, and I said to her, how would you market this book? And it was totally different than I would even think about. And it was some great ideas.
They have floors in their building that our elevators don't go to.
Exactly. And the thing is that once we learn to communicate with them better, they can become phenomenal employees because they have phenomenal ideas. They look at the world differently than we do. And a lot of times they're right.
And lead you to, let's not let that get out too much, Ruth. But then they lead you to those customers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. What are some other things some other words of wisdom from your new book?
Okay. Number one, make sure we talked about the communication issue. That is number one. Number two, to have clear goals and clear objectives. Number three, your employees can't read your mind. And if you're an employee, you can't read your boss's mind. You have to let everybody know what's on your mind. Praise in public, punish in private. You see somebody doing something good, praise them right away. If you see them doing something bad, do that in private.
Catching people doing things right, as Ken Blanchard says, is a big deal, isn't it?
Yes, it really is, because it makes them feel good. All it has to be is, you know, going down the hall, hey, Joe, great conversation that you had with Mrs. Jones. Overheard it. You did a great job, and go on.
Right.
Put a note in their paycheck.
Yep.
I mean, 2 seconds. Doesn't take a whole lot of time to do that.
Absolutely.
It makes them feel good. And know that they're appreciated.
I've said this before. I can remember specific moments in time over the last several decades where bosses did that to me. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I literally remember a moment in time and I remember what they said. That's how much of an impact it had on me.
Absolutely. And we remember the really, really positive things where we're praised. You know, whether we openly seek it or not, there are some personality styles that do. But everybody loves a pat on the back.
That's right. That's right. All right, what else?
The thing is that your employees may or may not have the same morals and ethics that you do, but please, 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 as you said, no bad attitudes.
Yeah.
And the bad guys, as a general rule, stick around, and the good guys will leave if you don't give them.
But isn't it our role as the older generations to help them with those morals and ethics? I mean, I learned my marketplace values from my mentors.
Absolutely.
Many of them. I mean, don't back off on that. I don't think we should. I don't think the folks, those of us who have are a little longer in the tooth, I think it's our responsibility to help them develop market ethics.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And those things, but the things you have to be careful about is that you can't be friends with your employees. You can be friendly, but you can't be friends. So don't let that, you know, slide over.
I want to come back to one quickly before we go to this ethics things. You have to live those ethics too. You can't just talk them.
Right.
They have to see you being ethical, not just hearing you talk about it, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Actions speak louder than words.
Give us that website again, please.
It's www.ibusinesschannel.com.
All right, and the book's going to be available. It is available right now?
Right now. If you call us at 800-511-6844, I'll get you an autographed copy.
All right.
Get it on Amazon.
Thank you, Ruth, very much.
Thanks,
for
Jim.
Being here. Good job today. Congratulations on the new website and the new book.
Thanks. Talk to you
we'll
soon.
We'll see you next time.
Okay.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners of all generations. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll be back in the next hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.